Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Lenders know a lot about you. They know your payment history on bills, how close to maxing out your credit cards you are, whether you've applied for new credit cards. But this is your data, and it turns out you actually do have some rights when it comes to that data, some of which I knew and some of which were a complete surprise to me. Here to take us through those rights is Julie Kuzmic. She is Senior Compliance Officer of Consumer Advocacy at Equifax, one of the two major consumer credit bureaus here in Canada. Hello there, Julie.
Hi, Bruce. Great to hear you and be part of the podcast. Thanks for having me.
You outline this in the consumer rights section of your website. And we're going to go through all these specifics. First, credit scores for free. How can a regular Canadian access a credit report or score free of charge? How do they do that?
They can actually go to the Equifax website, which is equifax.ca. And if you scroll down a bit on that main first page that you see, you will see a pretty big icon there that says something like, click here to access your credit file and score. So that's where you start.
Super simple. Now, a lot of consumers would be aware of free credit scores because so many financial services companies are offering them. They offer them for free, but the transaction in that context is then they've got your email address and they're going to send you emails to market you stuff. What are the pros and cons to going directly to Equifax to get that score?
Well, there's the direct from the source aspect, and you can see the information that is on your Equifax credit report at the same time, also for free. So if there is anything that you're wondering about, anything you see that maybe doesn't quite add up, you've got the information right there from the source, as well as the details about how to get in touch with us to correct anything or get any questions answered.
So right, number one, you have a right to be informed and get your score for free. You also have a right to be proactive about security. So this was one of the things I did not know. You can put a free security alert on your credit report. What does that mean?
So how that works is you notify us, the credit bureau, that you would like a security alert on your credit report. And so what that does is it puts a particular alert on that is visible to anyone who pulls your credit report for any reason. So if someone is applying for credit in your name, whether that person is you, ideally, or somebody else doing something fraudulent, that alert will tell the lender that they must contact you in order to confirm this attempted transaction. So when you put that security alert on in the first place, you're also going to give us your cell phone number. And that is what will sit on the credit report so that that lender receiving the application in your name can call you on your phone, make sure that this is you, and you do authorize this transaction, and then that application can continue being processed.
Why isn't that standard operating procedure? Why would someone think to put a security alert on? It's almost like living in an urban city and having locks on your door. You have to, like, it should go without saying, no?
Well, some of this is how the system has evolved, the overall ecosystem over time, particularly in response to changes in how people try to conduct fraud. So this is something that initially was recommended for anyone who was a victim of fraud. And so often banks or other financial entities that were notifying a consumer that some fraud had occurred in their name or potentially there had been some kind of breach, they would be notifying the consumer that we also recommend that you contact the credit bureaus and put a security alert on your credit report. And over time, it became realized that, well, wait wait a minute, this shouldn't only be offered to people who are victims of fraud or suspect they're victims of fraud. This should be an option for anybody, whether they are a victim of fraud or not. So there are a couple of kinds of alerts. And this is where the fact that we are regulated provincially can introduce some interesting slight differences between provinces. But the simple view is that there are two kinds of alerts, a security alert or an identity alert, and they're basically the same thing. They both have a phone number attached to them. The consumer must be called if someone is applying for credit in their name, and they're free to put on your credit report.
Right number three is the right to be heard. So this, another one I didn't know, you can add an explanatory statement on your file. What could that include? And do lenders actually look at it? Does it inform their decision making?
Well, I don't work for a lender, so I can't speak with a lot of certainty on exactly how this information gets interpreted. But what it actually is, it's a field on everyone's credit report that is called a consumer statement. And it's a free form field where you can put in information like you could add a statement saying, I lost my job in April 2021 due to the pandemic. We'll get up to date on bills as soon as I'm employed again. You could put information like that in there, or I was in a car accident, unable to work for a period of time. Now, that field gets transmitted along with all the other fields when a lender or anyone who has legal access to a credit report, when that report is retrieved, what they do with that information on their side, that is something that is going to be specific to the lender and their policies and procedures.
It would seem like a low probability that that would factor into the AI algorithm that gives a consumer, you know, a rate. A simple credit score is going to be a lot simpler than factoring in those kinds of nuances.
I think it really depends on the lender. I mean, some of them are using, like the big ones, of course, would be using algorithms like that. Others may have more of a manual process when they're evaluating applications, or if somebody falls at a borderline for where, however they are assessing applications, maybe they get kicked out of the process and there's an opportunity for manual review. So again, I think it's really dependent on the particular institution. Mm.
You are also entitled to accuracy. So you review the credit report, you see something that's off. What does the consumer do and what can they expect to happen on your end as the bureau?
So this is something that people are often surprised to hear us say at Equifax, but we want your credit file to be as accurate as possible. That's important to us too. We want this information to be correct. So there, it is always free to initiate that discussion, to say, and to execute it. There's no point in this process where you would have to pay to have something corrected on your credit report. That's an entitlement everyone has. The process is called a dispute. And it would even be called a dispute if you're doing something like correcting your address. There is a form that you fill out on our website that there's a secure transmission method. So if you have any supporting documentation you need to send, that can get sent in a safe and protected way electronically. So sometimes people are a little confused to see that the word dispute doesn't fit every situation. So you might say, well, I'm not disputing this. It's just I want to do an address correction. But you would use that dispute process in order to do that.
A right to privacy is number five. Number six, just briefly here, as consumers, we have a right to have negative credit information removed after a period of time. What is the single most important thing consumers should know about how long things live there?
Generally, it's 6 years. That's the rough rule of thumb. And another thing to be aware of is something like an item in collections. If you have an item in collections on your credit report, it will stay on the file for 6 years from the date it initially went into collections, even if it has been paid. So that can be disappointing and upsetting for people who were hoping that it would be removed from the credit report as soon as it got paid. But I do have a little glimmer of hope here.
Yes.
As that item moves closer and closer to the 6-year mark, as long as there aren't other negative things being reported, so other missed payments or other items in collections, it can have a lower and lower impact on credit score calculations, for example. So it can actually improve over time, even though you still have that negative item on the file.
Right. Interesting. Julie, thank you for your time today.
Such a pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Julie Kuzmic is Senior Compliance Officer of Consumer Advocacy at Equifax, and she was here to talk about the rights that we have as consumers when it comes to our data. More info at equifax.ca. Moolala, Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we're Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. And we have so much going on for Financial Literacy Month. Go to creditcanada.com/FLM, and you're going to learn about our free virtual events, our webinars, access all sorts of tools. If you are feeling overwhelmed by the debt you are carrying, go to creditcanada.com and book an appointment or find our phone number and call us. One of our accredited counselors is going to talk you down and tell you about the various options that you have. You do have options, I promise you. Moolala is also sponsored by Home Equity Bank, the provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Here's the big idea. It empowers Canadian homeowners age 55 plus to live retirement on their terms by providing them with a safe and easy way to access the equity built up in their home. And given the prices of houses these days, that equity can be considerable. The funds can be used for whatever the client wants or whatever the client needs. And that could be travel, it could be helping grandchildren, or it could be supplementing their day-to-day expenses. You can access up to 55% of your home's value with no monthly mortgage payments required. Go to chip.ca to learn how you can stay in the home you love without having to move or downsize. That's Home Equity Bank.